Big day coming up on Sunday. Castlemaine Truck Show is back, the Rotary Truck Show. Kerry Anderson, one of the organisers, and she joins us on the show this morning. Kerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
I'm well. God, you sound excited. Really looking forward to it, obviously.
We are very excited, and the weather's going to be perfect. The fact that we can hold a truck show, I think everyone's just looking forward to it so much, which is fantastic.
Well, last year, I mean, you still got a chance to get up and down the main street and make a hell of a lot of noise, as trucks with their horns can do, but a lot more this year.
There is. So normally we would have a full weekend, but we're going to run on the Sunday only. That just a little bit of uncertainty the last few months, but now we know we can go ahead. Obviously, you know, people have to be double vaccinated, but everyone understands that, and especially the trucking industry, who are very compliant in that regard. But indications are Sunday's just going to be fabulous weather-wise. We have free entertainment for the kids and lots of trucks coming. You know, not so many from interstate because, you know, there's still some difficulties there. I've heard of from South Australia, though. They're going to come if they can. And lots of trucks, lots of people, and I think we're just going to be so happy to see smiling faces, to be able to get out and do something and enjoy the barbecue lunch and look at the street rods. They've got their coffee crews pulling in as well. So lots of colour, lots of people, and fresh air outside, which is really important.
Yeah, most certainly. People are very passionate about trucks. I reckon trucks, a bit like the hot rods, you say too, even people who, you know, I've had nothing ever to do with trucks, really, but... yeah, there's still something about them, and particularly the pride and love that go into a lot of them with the paint jobs and all that sort of stuff. It's you don't have to be a truckie or a lover of trucks to go along and enjoy these sort of days, do you?
You don't, and they are incredible machines. And when you say you don't have anything to do with trucks, Robbo, you do.
Oh, do
I? Everything you are wearing, that you eat, that you're sitting at, was brought by a truck.
Oh, okay.
We all rely on trucks.
Well, can I say,
Kerry? We really want to celebrate the trucking industry.
Well, I reckon, depending, you know, I'm doing a breakfast radio show, what I'm wearing this morning, whoever brought that in on a truck ought to be taken out of town.
But no, they've had a couple of tough years really working hard. They have kept us fed, clothed, and all those, and under very trying conditions, particularly 2020, there were conditions where they couldn't even access shower facilities on their long, you know, trucking hauls. But when all the restaurants closed down, even getting fed, when the McDonald's drive-through was operating, the trucks can't drive through at McDonald's to get fed. It really was a very difficult year for the truckies, and that's why, you know, the Rotary Club's been running this event for, this is the 33rd year, which is amazing. It's a major fundraiser for community projects in the district, but it's also about recognising what an important role the trucking industry has played, particularly the last few years, and they treat it as a bit of a you know, a catch-up, the end-of-year celebration, so they enjoy catching up with each other. And we have a mix of working trucks, a lot of working trucks, but also those show trucks. So there's some special ones that get pulled out of the sheds. And I've heard that this year, for the first time, we are seeing a restored Mack truck. Now, I've got no idea of the make and the year. I'm going to find this all out on Sunday, but the McClure family, Malcolm McClure, was one of the founding members of the truck show, and his very first Mack truck that had been long sold on, one of his sons has purchased that vehicle, tracked it down, purchased it and restored it, and it will be at the show on Sunday. So that's really exciting. So, you know, there's a lot of history, some beautiful old vehicles that have been restored, along with the hot rods, which are always adding colour, but then the working trucks. So, and we will be, our judges will be casting their eyes over how they choose. I've got no idea, but it's always lovely to see people getting recognised for all their hard work, and as you say, shining those trucks up. they're big vehicles to shine up, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Now, so tell me, you'll still be doing the parade in the morning?
9 o'clock down Barker Street. So we'll be running from the Bendigo end of Castlemaine down towards Campbell's Creek, and it will set off at 9 a.m. You'll hear it coming, but those the locals would know where all the good spots are. So just drive, if you're coming to the parade for the first time, get there early and just see where the locals are gathering. And, you know, there's, what, 3-4 kilometres all the way out to Campbell's Creek that you can pull up and watch the trucks cheer them as they come through.
Hells bells. No, it's going to be a great day. Just $5 to get in, kids under 15 free. The 33rd Castlemaine Rotary Truck Show. You know what? I reckon I'm going to pop out there and have a bit of a look on Sunday too. It sounds fantastic.
I reckon we'd love to see you, Robbo.
Yeah, no worries.
That would be fantastic.
Well, listen, you have a great day there, and it sounds wonderful, and good luck again with it on this 33rd edition of it. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kerry.
You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Kerry Anderson, Castlemaine Truck Show on Sunday.